Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So on behalf of our Bishop, Reverend Kayode Tadese, I would like to welcome you to this month's ALO service, Abundance Life Worship Experience Service. We are together again, worshiping, praising God from different countries, all knitted together in one spirit, one, all little pockets of light in different places, joined together in praising God. Thank you for joining this service. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. Thank you, all the technical crew working behind the scenes to put this together. God bless you. Is somebody glad to be in the house of the Lord? Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord? Come on. Okay, let us take our 2025 confession together. Our year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs, and breakouts, and fresh oil. Glory to God. One, two, let's go. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs, and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled, agitated, disturbed, intimidated, or unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my jubilee, and I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled, and all luck is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruits will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvests, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time, with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated, elevated, and lifted by the favor of God and carried by his grace. I am led. I am ahead. I am blessed. I am the head. I have rest on every side, and I reap the rewards of fruitfulness, of faithfulness. Faithful is he who has begun this work in me, and he will also finish it in grand style. I have the mind of Christ. I think the thoughts of God. I walk in God's due order. And this is my due season. I am anointed with fresh oil and replenished with the dew of heaven. There is no lack and no stress, no dryness, no tiredness, no weakness, and no sickness. The Ruach of God is breathing on my mind. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead quickens my body and my bones. I am sharp as a tack, and my memory is blessed and renewed. I will go out with joy and be led forth with praise. The mountains and the hills break out with singing before me, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is my season of uncommon breakthroughs, breakouts. My hands, kingdoms, by my hands, kingdoms are subdued. Mountains are removed. Promises are produced, and the enemy is confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am vigilant. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by his mantle, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain, and where are you, O great giant? I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and a pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah! I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings will I trust. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. I am treading under my feet. With long life, he satisfies me, and he is showing me his salvation. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Then shall the lame person leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, the eyes of the blind opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Waters will break out in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing, nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We receive it. It is settled in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Go ahead and take your seats. It's always a blessing to minister the word of God. I am grateful to God for the opportunity, and I'm also grateful to our senior pastor for this opportunity. This morning, I'm ministering under the theme, the spirit life in you. The spirit life is in you. Go with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans 8, verse 11. And I'll read from three different translations. But if the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. The Amplified Classic says, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Beloved, as a Christian, this scripture should be your prescription. This is the Passion Translation. It says, yes, God raised Jesus to life. And since God's spirit of resurrection lives in you, he will also raise your dying body to life by the same spirit that breathes life into you. Praise God. Praise God. Beloved, if you don't have a healthy body, you will not enjoy life to the full. If you are not healthy, you cannot even fulfill the mandate of God upon your life. The scripture says, the spirit of God dwells in you. Are you aware of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit? Are you conscious of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit? Do you know the benefits we have knowing that the spirit of God dwells in us? Beloved, one of the many things that the Holy Spirit does in the life of a believer is to quicken our mortal bodies. Let's go. Let's start from Romans chapter 8. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans 8. For the law of the Spirit is life in Christ. Romans 8 verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There is a spirit behind life, and there is a spirit behind death. And the Bible says the spirit behind life is in Christ Jesus. In him was life. In him was life. Let me ask you the question. Where is the spirit of life? It's in Christ Jesus. Now hold your place right there. Let's go to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I'm reading a couple of scriptures right here. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Let's hold it up. Bam. Christ liveth in me. So Christ lives in you. Christ lives in me. Love it. When a person accepts Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they are united with him through faith. And the Spirit comes in to live within them. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. 1 John 4, 13. It says, by this we know that we abide in him and he in us. Did you see that? We abide in him and he also abide in us because he has given us of his spirit. The Passion Translation says he has given us his spirit within us so that we can have the assurance that he lives, he lives in us and that we live in him. Beloved, if the spirit of life is in Christ Jesus, okay, Christ dwells in you, then it follows that the spirit of life is in you, period. The assurance that Christ lives in you is that the spirit of life lives in you. Christ lives in you. The spirit of life resides in you. Oh, glory to God. And for the spirit of life to work on your behalf, you must recognize him, acknowledge him, embrace him, receive him, and confess him. Everything that Jesus is, everything that is in Jesus, he came with it. He came with his joy, he came with his peace, he came with his authority, he came with his power, he came with healing. Notice what the spirit that is in Christ does. Bible says the spirit of life has made me free. The spirit of life sets us free. The spirit of life has that inherent power that releases you from bondage. The spirit of life liberates us, emancipates us from bondage. It does it from within and it manifests on the outside. He does it from within, it manifests on the outside. What does he liberate us from? The spirit of life liberates us from fear, poverty, sicknesses, and diseases. You see, when you have a headache, you take a small pill, Tylenol, and there is power in that medication, the inherent power residing in that small medication. All you have to do is just take it. And within a short time, you're good. You're healed. Same here. The spirit of life has inherent power that liberates you from sicknesses and diseases. You have to embrace that, acknowledge that. You have to know that the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free. It separates us, it separates you from sin and death. Thank you, God, for the spirit of life. Thank you, Father, for the spirit of life. No wonder the Bible says, in him is life. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Christ in me means the spirit of life is in me. When you become born again, the spirit of life takes residence in your mortal body, and he is quickening you, invigorating you, and renewing us. That's what he does. So Romans 8 verse 11 says, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, dwells in you. He that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by the spirit, his spirit that dwells in you. The spirit of him that raised Jesus Christ. The spirit of him, the spirit of the Father. Let's not get confused. The spirit of the Father is the same spirit in Christ Jesus. And that same spirit is the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. That spirit that raised Christ from the dead, the Bible says, did something also. So in addition to raising Christ from the dead, there is an also. The Father didn't just raise Christ Jesus from the dead. He did something else. The also is that he quickens our mortal body. The word mortal means something that is subject to perishing. You're feeling pain in the body, that's our mortality. Gray hair coming, losing your tooth, and all those things. That's mortality. But he says he quickens our mortal body. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, Paul says this: for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inner man is renewed day by day. Day by day. Now listen, the body starts perishing from the day you were born and came onto this earth. And you started growing. You started growing. You see changes going on in your body. You see different things happening to your body. The knee pain in you. There's happening there. I don't want to go too deep into all those things. Let's leave that alone. But then the Father is concerned. He is so concerned. So he said, I need to do something about this. While they are still on earth, not when they have come to eternity, but while they are still here on earth, there is something that we can do. And that something is to invigorate, to be quickened. To quicken means to vitalize, invigorate, renew, restore to life, to energize, to give life. The spirit of the Father that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. He is constantly doing something in your body. What is he doing in your body? He's giving it life, life, life on a daily basis. Glory to God. There is an ongoing supernatural, spiritual oppression taking place in your body. He quickens our mortal bodies by his spirit. By his spirit. Oh, glory to God. That spirit that dwells in you. Beloved, it is not the food that we eat, or the drinks that we drink, or the vitamins that we take. As a matter of fact, the food and the water is already polluted. Thank God for our doctors and nurses who give us medication. We are grateful to sustain our health, trying to make repairs on the body. Hats off for our doctors and nurses. But yet still, the medication they give us have side effects. They have side effects. And besides that, they are not 100% remedy. But the quickening, the quickening that the indwelling spirit gives us has no side effect. Glory, hello. It has no side effect. Jeremiah 30 verse 17 says, I will restore health unto you and I will heal thy wounds. This is a promise. A promise. God promises to heal and restore physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. And he does it on a daily basis by his spirit that dwells in us. Before Jesus died, he made a promise. He says, I will ask my Father to send you another comforter who will be with you and abide in you forever. John chapter 14, verse 16. And he calls him the Spirit of Truth, verse 17. Verse 17, John chapter 14, verse 17 says, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, and he dwelleth in you. He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Do you see that? He that is with you shall be in you. He said, you know him because he is with you. But you must also realize that he is in you. He is in you. Let's read that from the Passion Translations. It says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Savior, the Holy Spirit of Truth, who will be to you a friend just like me, and he will never leave you. The world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him. But you will know him intimately because he will make his home in you and will live inside you. Beloved, we need to recognize the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. He lives inside, not outside. He lives inside, not outside. Beloved, there is a mystery that was hidden from the Old Testament people. Moses didn't know this mystery. Abraham didn't know. Isaac, Jacob, David didn't even know. It was hidden, but it's now revealed. And the mystery, according to Ephesians chapter 3, is that the Gentiles became fellow heirs and partakers of the promises of God in Christ by the gospel. That is what we should be preaching about. The mysteries revealed to us, we are partakers of the promises of Christ. Let's go to Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. Colossians. It says, to whom God will make known that which is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is in Christ, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Did you see that? Notice, Christ in you. Moses did not know Christ in you. David did not know Christ in you. But you and I, we know why, because the Son dwells in us. And do you know the Father also dwells in us? Matthew chapter 20 says, for it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of the Father that speak in you. Did you see? In you. In you. In you. Did you see that? Our dear Father lives in us and he speaks in us. The Father dwells in us. The Son dwells in us. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. That is powerful to have the fullness of the Godhead in you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. No wonder John says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. John 4:4. But then unfortunately, many prophets, many pastors, all ministers of the gospel have focused on the one in the world. They have focused on he that is in the world and have majored on he that is in the world rather than he that is in me, he that is in us. Beloved, let us major on the great one in us. Let's talk more about the great one, the greater one in us. We always give airtime to he that is in the world. No, our airtime should go to the greater one who dwells in us. Be conscious of the greater one. Be conscious of the boss. Be conscious of he that dwells in you. When you are in sync, when you are in sync with he that is in you, when he that is in the world shows up, you already know he's defeated. You win. And so it is sad that most believers know more about he that is in the world, witches, demons, ancestral curses, river spirits, than he that is in them. We don't deny their existence, But let's be cautious. Let's be conscious of he that is in us, he that is in you. Get to know more about the greater one, the anointing and the fullness of the Godhead. Have a desire to know the truth and walk in the truth. When the Spirit of truth shall come, he will abide with you and be in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, that Spirit who raised Christ from the dead will also restore to life your mortal body. He that is in the world will fight you. He will fight your finances. He will fight your ministry. He will fight everything to your name. He will fight your health. And his zeal, with zeal, he will do that. And you know what? His aim is to destroy you. But some of us don't respond with the same zeal. We don't respond to that zeal of the devil when he fights us. We don't respond in a corresponding way. What do I mean by that? It is time for the Christian to face the enemy squarely. We cannot afford to take things for granted. He attacks your children. He attacks your health and you think it's okay. He attacks your ministry. You think it's okay. He attacks your job, your career, and you think it's okay. It is not okay. It is not. It is an error to sit back and watch him kill you slowly. It is time to be provoked in a positive way unto good works. Hebrews 10:24. Be provoked in a positive way unto good works. Hallelujah. This morning, I'm here to provoke you and to stir you up. Fight for your inheritance. Fight for what belongs to you. Get on your knees. Take action. You have sat in Bethesda for 38 years, waiting for the stirring of the waters, and you are not making any effort to roll yourself into the water. For 38 years, couldn't you have crawled? Couldn't you have dragged yourself? Couldn't you have rolled yourself into the water? Hello? That man sat at Bethesda for 38 years. He needed to be provoked. He needed motivation. Jesus said to him in John chapter 5, verse 6, rise up, take your bed and walk. Beloved, why is it that if only man, one man is to be healed, it is not, it should be you. Why? It should be you. It must be you. If there is one miracle, it is you. It must be you. Jesus asked him, do you want to be made whole? Yes or no answer. This man started, he was all over the place. I have no man to take me, to put me in the water. Jesus said, get up and take your sleeping bed and walk. Take your sleeping mat and walk. And the Bible says, immediately he stood up. Immediately he walked and he was healed. Hallelujah. Beloved, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14, that the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Who can help such a person? Let me read that in a different translation. It says, the spirit of man can endure sickness, but who can survive a broken spirit? Easy to read version says that a good attitude will support you when you are sick. But if you give up, nothing can help you. That means that a person's mental fortitude and will to live can help them endure physical illness or hardship. A person's inner strength, resilience, and positive attitude can help you cope with sicknesses and any other challenges that come your way. But the person who loses hope and feels defeated and emotionally crushed, that person cannot be helped. The man already gave up. And that's what we do. We give up. We give up. We give up. This man sat in Bethesda. He needed quickening. That man needed to be provoked in a positive way to get up. He would have sat in Bethesda till thy kingdom come. Bible says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent take it by force. So it is an error for a believer to sit wallowing in sin and not fight for her health. Healing is available to you. Hello? Healing is available to you. Romans 8, 11 again says, but if the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by the spirit that dwelleth in you. Are you born again? Let me ask you. Secure your life. Are you born again? Secure your life. You must live long. You will not die. You must not die. You will live to declare the goodness of the Lord. I will not die. My household will not die. My children will not die. My wife will not die. My husband will not die. My mother will not die. My siblings will not die. My grandchildren will not die. Oh, we will declare. We will declare the works of the Lord. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care for how long you have sat in Bethesda. I don't care how long that predicament has been. I care about Romans 8, 11. I care about the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that is quickening my mortal body. That is what I care about that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible describes a woman with an infirmity for 18 years. The spirit of the enemy took over her life, causing her to be bent down, bent over, unable to stand straight. What happened to the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead? Ah, I don't care how long it's been. Oh, I don't care how long it's been. I care about Romans 8, verse 11. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwell in you, oh, it shall quicken. It will also quicken. It will also quicken your mortal body. These days, we see too many young people dying. What a shock. Gone too soon. Child of God, secure your life. Can we go to Romans chapter 10? 10 verse 9 and 10. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10. Hallelujah. That if thou shalt confess. Confess what? With thy mouth the Lord Jesus. And shall believe. Believe what? Are you reading with me? Believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. Listen, 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 listen. Let's take it again. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus, become the Lord of my life, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, result, you are saved. Your status has changed. Status have changed. Hallelujah. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Beloved, people pay huge sums of money for green card. They pay money to get papers to change their status. It is not funny anymore to live in a country without papers. There's so much tension, so much fear, so much panic. If you are in that situation, be calm and be anxious for nothing. Keep faith alive. God will come through. Amen? So get your green card, and then after a while, you qualify for citizenship. Well, the scripture says, after you believe in your heart and confess the lordship of Jesus Christ over your life, transfer, there is a transfer of citizenship. Instant citizenship, you're not waiting for 10 years, no waiting for 5 years. You become a citizen. Amen to that. Okay, let's go to Colossians 1:13. Colossians 1:13. who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Let's read it from the Amplified. It says, the Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control and the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the son of his love. Child of God, you are no more. You are no more under the control and domain of the kingdom of darkness. You are not governed by the rules of the country called kingdom of darkness. Let me read. The Passion Translation says, he has rescued us completely from the tyrannical rule of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom realm of his beloved son. Beloved, oh, this is you becoming a citizen of heaven. The laws that rule your life and controls your life have changed. Your status have changed. Your level have changed. Ephesians 2, 4 to 6 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he has loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together. Did you see that by grace ye are saved? He has raised us up together and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He has quickened us together, raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Your citizenship has changed. Thank God for the resurrection. Thank God for salvation. And so Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Christ is seated in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and darkness, and above everything that has a name. Does sickness have a name? Christ is seated above sickness and diseases. And the Bible says we have been raised together with Christ and are made to sit with Jesus in heaven. You are seated above sicknesses and diseases. When you get born again, oh, Satan has no control over your life anymore. Your citizenship has change. You must know who you are and you must know whose you are. In fact, let's read that Colossians 1 and 13 and 14 in the Message translated to Colossians 1, 13 and 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God raised us from the dead and alleys and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of his son, of the son he loves so much. The son who got us out of the pit we were in. Got rid of the sins we were doomed of to keep repeating. Beloved, your kingdom, you are of the kingdom of the Son. The Son got you out of the pit country where you were. As a believer, you are engrafted, translated into the realm of the Son. You are translated into a new kingdom. Far above sicknesses and diseases, far above bad dreams, far above principalities and powers. Did you see that God rescued you from a dark dungeon? He set you up into the kingdom of his son. We have left the domain of Satan. We have left his place. We have changed status. Christ has translated us from the kingdom of darkness, and we are in the kingdom where Christ rules and Christ reigns. You are in a new kingdom. Your citizenship is different. Is in a different country. You live under a different constitution, child of God. You live under a different constitution. Your constitution says Act C 113, you have been translated into the kingdom of the Son. You are no more under the domain of Satan. Your status have changed. Satan has no control over you. Amen. Sicknesses and diseases have no control over you. Diplomatic immunity. You did not hear that. I said you have diplomatic immunity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Of course, the enemy will try to attack your health, you know, he will do all, but you mustn't stay in Bethesda for 38 years. Bethesda is not your address. Your address is in Christ Heaven's Way Boulevard. In Christ Heaven's way, Bulapest, that is all, Maccabee. That is your new address, child of God. Beloved, what makes Jesus Jesus is the resurrection. If you confess with your mouth Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you are saved. The scriptures did not say if you believe in miracles. He says, if you confess Jesus. He didn't say confess the miracles that Jesus did. Of course, he did miracles. Bible says everywhere he went, he did good, healing the sicknesses and healing the oppressed. But then the Bible says, if you believe that God raised him from the dead, that is the key. That is the key that he was raised from the dead. You see, because many people are doing miracles today. Even Pharaoh did a miracle, you know. But did that come from God? Many are doing miracles, but they don't come from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What Jesus did, what Jesus accomplished in the resurrection, that he rose from the dead, this is something that no other person ever did. Jesus did, what Jesus did changed your status. He changed your life, transformed your life, renewed your life, gave you life. The testimony of the resurrection changed my status and your status. The testimony of the resurrection changed your citizenship and my citizenship. It is the testimony of the resurrection and the lordship of Jesus that makes you and I saved. And it is working in our body. Oh, glory to God. Jesus died, good, but he raised from the dead to make a testimony. That testimony is great testimony. The Bible says they overcame by the word of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. What is the testimony that he raised from the dead? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you see, the blood is evident. The blood of the Lamb is evident of the death and resurrection. And if we believe in it, this truth, and confess the lordship, that makes us born again, and that makes our citizenship change. You see, this makes me understand why Jesus instituted the Holy Sacrament on the night he was betrayed. And so anytime we partake of the communion, there is a divine exchange. Our body, broken body, is exchanged for his whole body. Nothing missing, nothing broken. The body is revived, the body is restored, the body is invigorated, the body is renewed. He says, take it and do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance of what? In remembrance that he was raised. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead quickens your mortal body, giving you life. Receive newness of life. Receive healing. Anytime you take the communion, receive healing. Healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So who raised Christ from the dead? It's cross God. Romans 6 says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Jesus was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Now Colossians chapter 14, 6 verse 14 says this, and God will raise our bodies from death with the same power he used to raise the Lord. Beloved, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Father, the same Spirit of God, the Father, raised Jesus from the dead. That same Spirit is in you. Do you believe that? You see how when your car doesn't start, only one thing will help: an infusion of electrical power from another source. Maybe a neighbor jumpstarts you, bring jumper cables and jumpstarts you. Our life is somewhat analogous to the dead battery situation. There are times when the body is just weak and shuts down and you are sick and you need a jumpstart. But the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that dwells in you, that Spirit will jumpstart you. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh. You didn't hear me. That Spirit will jumpstart you, infuse you with God's power, and give you new life. Oh, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we need to walk in the newness of life. Because when the Holy Spirit comes to dwell, he infuses us with power. He puts you in the enabled mode. You are not disabled. He invigorates your body, gives you life, divine health. Know that the Father dwells in you. The Father dwells. Now let's take the scripture. Let's take the scripture. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickens. The Passion Translation says, the Holy Spirit is the one who gives life. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives life. It is the Spirit that quickens. It is the Holy Spirit is the one. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives life. He is the one who gives you life. He is that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. And when that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead enters your body, it quickens you. You receive life. You receive life. That Spirit entered Christ's body, gave him life. He resurrected. That same Spirit living inside of you quickens you. You cannot be sitting in Bethesda for 38 years. As a matter of fact, you mustn't. Because greater is he that is in you. And so no weapon of the devil fashioned against you shall prosper. You don't know who you are. You don't know who dwells in you. And so we allow the enemy to manipulate us all the time. But my life, your life, is being energized, quickened, and invigorated by the Spirit that dwells in us. New life, sickness-free life, poverty-free life. We need to be more conscious about this truth and understand our status. That Spirit that gives life, that Spirit that gives. Let me read that in the Message translation from verse 9, Romans 8 from verse 9. But if God himself has taken us up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we are talking about. But for you who welcome him, in whom he dwells, even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, you yourself experience life on God's terms. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Christ from the dead moves into your life, he'll do the same thing in you that he did in Christ Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and he does, as surely as he did in Christ Jesus, you are delivered from that death life. With the Spirit living in you, your body will also be as alive as Christ. Hallelujah. Beloved, from the day you were born, your lifespan started reducing. But the day the Spirit of resurrection entered you, your body also started giving you he also started giving you life. And that is why the Bible says, as your days are, so shall your strength be. Your strength can only increase when the Spirit that gives life is at work in you. God is a God of maintenance. He needs you here. He needs your body maintained by his Spirit. Because if you are always sick, you cannot fulfill that mandate upon your life. You are always in a hospital, doctors doing, you see, sometimes we need to understand and know that the Spirit of God dwells in us. Hallelujah. 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 See, the same spirit is your resident practitioner, breathing life into your body, invigorating your body, restoring your health. And that is why praying in tongues is very necessary if you have that gift. Because as you pray in tongues, you build an edifice in you. It builds your faith, it strengthens you, and edifies you. So if you pray in tongues, your human body is built up. The entire body submits to the working of the Holy Spirit. Every muscle, every vessel, every tissue, every cell, every molecule, every bone submits to the working of the Holy Spirit. At the mention of the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow. So every muscle and every tissue will submit to the name of Jesus. Thank God for the resurrection. Somebody say, thank God for the resurrection. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is the one giving life. He is the spirit of God. And he does not just dwell in us. He is working. Matthew says he is speaking. He is not just giving instructions and directions. He quickens our mortal body. And he's speaking life into our body. He speaks healing. He speaks peace. He speaks joy. He speaks to your internal organs. He's speaking to your mortal bodies. He says, receive life. Just as he told Ezekiel. He says, Ezekiel, will these dry bones live? Ezekiel says, Father, you know. He says, Ezekiel, speak. Speak to these dry bones, and I will cause breath to enter them, and they shall live. May the Lord cause breath to enter you in the name of Jesus. Beloved, the fullness of the God of health lives in you. The Father lives in you. The Son lives in you. You are a powerhouse. Glory to God. God is at work in us. Christ is at work in us, giving us hope. The Spirit of God is in us, breathing and giving us life. The Spirit of life is in you. He is working in you. The body is revived. The body is restored. The body is enabled. The body is invigorated. The body is renewed. He is speaking life. I speak life to you. I speak life to anybody and everybody joining us this morning. I speak to your skeletal system. I speak to your muscular system. I speak to your nervous system. I speak life to your cardiovascular system. I speak to your life to your lymphatic system. I speak life to your respiratory system. I speak life to your digestive system. I speak life to your endocrine system. I speak life to your reproductive system. I speak life to your urinary system. I speak life to your immune system. I speak life to your pancreatic system. I speak life to your circulatory system. I speak life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Child of God, receive life. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, come on. Clap your hands. Come on. Thank God. Thank God for his word. Thank God. Thank God for life. Thank God. Thank God for invigorating you. Thank God for energizing you, empowering you, strengthening you. In the name of Jesus, you are not disabled. You are enabled. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. That same spirit will quicken your mortal body. That same spirit will quicken your mortal body in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Amen.